Right now in Noontime News, it is week one of our Countdown the Princess K. Countdown the Princess K, brought to you by AMPI.
Hi, I'm Ken Sheffers of Sheffers Brothers. My family and I farm near Painesville. We've been members of AMPI for approximately 39 years. Milk from our farm is made into award-winning cheese and whey powder produced at our co-op's plant in Painesville. You won't see the AMPI name on cheese and butter sold in your local store, but it's there, sold under several of the nation's leading brands and at a variety of restaurants from coast to coast. During June Dairy Month and throughout the year, know that the cheese and butter you enjoy likely started with milk produced on a farm like ours. Thanks for choosing dairy and supporting Minnesota's dairy farm families. Remember, life is great. Cheese makes it better.
Noontime News, Countdown the Princess K. Week one, we're featuring Catherine Getke of Meeker County, daughter of Scott and Denise. Catherine, thanks for joining us. How's your day going today?
It's going really well. I'm interning for Meeker and McLeod County Extension this year. And today I get to be on a dairy farm, and I'm kind of with a group of other leaders in the dairy community, so it's a great day to learn a little bit more about dairy farming from a farmer's perspective.
Well, Catherine, talk about your own family and your own family farm. You guys have been dairy farming for many years, I assume, right?
Yep. I live on a dairy farm with my family where we milk about 70 cows twice a day in a tie stall barn, and then I have five siblings there, so we all stay pretty busy on the farm. And then I also work on a neighbor's dairy farm, and they have about 130 cows, and I just do some release milking on the weekends.
So, Catherine, do folks or friends ever say, why dairy farming? Why choose this as a career path or for yourself? Do folks ever ask you or friends ever ask you, and what's your answer to that, Catherine?
Yeah, I definitely do have questions, especially now with the way the markets are going and that kind of thing. But, I mean, I really fell in love with dairy farming from when I first had my first show cow. And just, you know, you'll do anything for that cow. And you just want to see all the farmers be able to continue to do what they really care about doing, and that's dairy farming.
Catherine, when it comes to other organizations, too, you've been fairly active in FFA 4-H, is that correct?
Yes, I've been really active in 4-H and FFA, serving as officers at the county and region level, and then also with the Minnesota Junior Holstein Association, where I serve on the board for them.
So when did you start showing cattle? Can you remember the first time you did that?
Yeah, it was in fourth grade. So my parents didn't let me show cattle my first year in 4-H, but I could not wait for my second year where I would be able to show my first cow. I don't remember her name, but that really sparked from my involvement in Dairy Knowledge Bowl, where I was active in that for many, many years. And that just kind of got me started with showing, and everything else came along.
Well, Catherine, some other big news here. Just a few weeks ago during the May event, you were crowned and announced as one of the 12 finalists for Princess K. And did you black out a little bit, or did you realize they were talking about you at a certain point when they were giving a little summary for each finalist?
Yeah, I was finalist number 3, so there weren't too many nerves yet. But when they're talking about the bio, then they mentioned that she wants to work for an agriculture cooperative or checkoff organization. And I remembered those words from my application. And so I just, like, my whole body started shaking, and I just didn't really know what to do. And it was pretty hard to breathe for a little bit, but I was just really grateful that I've been given this opportunity to share my dairy story and do it on a larger audience as one of the 12 finalists.
So now, do you let yourself kind of dream what that's going to be like on the stage the night before the fair, or do you kind of reserve those feelings? How do you kind of tackle it for the next 12 weeks?
I don't really know. I've been so busy just trying to make it seem all real. And with everything as far as planning, I'm sure I'll stay busy with it, but yeah, it would definitely be a dream come true to get that crown at the end of the night.
So do you have plans ready for the butterhead, or not even thinking about that yet?
I don't know. My parents say it is not staying in our freezer. So I think that between my five siblings and my parents, I think that we can get rid of it pretty quick.
Oh, neat deal. As Catherine Gecky joining us here on Noontime News, representing Meeker County, daughter of Scott and Denise. So you mentioned your internship. Now, where are you? Are you currently in college, or are you just out of high school? Give us a background there.
Yeah, I just got done with my freshman year at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, where I'm studying agriculture, communications, and marketing.
So ideal job. If you had to put your heels on the floor right now and say ideal job, where you want to be in a few years there, Catherine?
I would really love to be working with a checkoff organization for just with marketing and communications, and a little bit with policy work too, because it shapes so much of what farmers are able to do when it comes to their crops and livestock.
My slogan is always be vocal and visible for whatever you represent, whether it's education or agriculture. And I bet right now, Catherine, you would agree right now is more important than ever to be vocal and visible in the dairy industry.
For sure. Yeah, it's really important to be sharing your story wherever you are, if it's in the grocery store, at church or wherever, just letting people know that, you know, dairy farmers really care about what they're doing, and they do their best to provide a wholesome experience for anyone who decides to consume their products.
Well, Catherine, we appreciate your time. Thanks again. Congratulations. Good luck in 12 weeks at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. And thanks for joining us today, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Catherine Gecky joining us here on our Countdown, the Princess K, brought to you by AMPI each and every Monday at this time. We'll talk to our 12 finalists and, inform you on who they are and what they're all about. And Catherine Gecky kicks off our Countdown, the Princess K, from Meeker County, daughter of Scott and Denise, here on KASM Radio. In Noontime News, Countdown, the Princess K, brought to you by AMPI.